You're listening to ReachMD XM233, the channel for medical professionals. For almost 40 years, the world-renowned residential weight loss program offered at the Duke University Diet and Fitness Center has helped thousands of people change their lives. Participants in this program are not just put on a strict diet and given unrealistic expectations. How can we incorporate what they have learned over four decades to help our patients lose weight and keep it off? Welcome to the Clinicians Roundtable. I am Dr. Leslie Lunch, your host, and with me today is Dr. Howard Eisenson, the Program Director of the Duke Diet and Fitness Center. Also with us is Dr. Martin Binks, the Director of Behavioral Health and Research Director at the Duke Diet and Fitness Center. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
I'm curious how one gets involved with a diet and fitness center. Can you tell us a bit about what got you into this?
Well, I can start. This is Howard. I'm the family physician. That's how I started my professional career, was in family practice. I enjoyed that very much. But when an opportunity arose for me to help out at the diet and fitness center, that was intriguing as well. Like just about every other physician, I imagine, I found it very challenging to help my patients with obesity, and in fact, my patients hoping to accomplish lifestyle change in general. And it struck me as a rare opportunity to work in a multidisciplinary setting with motivated patients, having enough time to really try to make a difference. And I haven't regretted my decision.
Martin, how about you?
Well, I actually got into the field of clinical psychology specifically to treat obesity. I had an interest in health and wellness and saw health psychology as an inroad into helping people with wellness, psychological and emotional health, and how those two interact with physical health. I came to the Diet and Fitness Center through the Medical University of South Carolina Weight Management Program, which was an outpatient approach, and was just intrigued by the residential immersion-style treatment approach, and have really enjoyed being there and helping people to really examine themselves much more in-depth in an immersion treatment approach to health and wellness.
Now, what makes the Duke program different than every other diet program out there?
Well, our residential program is unique. It's, to the best of my knowledge, it's the only residential weight control and lifestyle change program that's affiliated with an academic medical center. And obviously, we're not offering the residential experience by a book, but what we have done is distilled the curriculum we use here into book form, and we've been very gratified with the feedback we've gotten from our residential clientele. Many people have said to us, you know, you've got it. This is what you're teaching us. This is the philosophy. These are the strategies that we get at the center. So that was nice to see. And we also were enthusiastic about the opportunity to create a virtual support community for folks. The support that they have in the residential program is so valuable, and it's been nice to discover that with the complimentary online program at DukeDiet.com, there is a virtual community that can provide essential support for those folks as well.
What is a typical weight loss that you see in your program?
Folks lose here on the order of 1 to 1.5% of their weight per week, 1 to 1.5% of their starting weight per week. What we envision with people doing this at home using the book is weight loss, depending on their starting weight, of course, on the order of 1 to 3 pounds a week. Of course, the more you weigh at the start, the more you lose, and the further along you are in the program, the more moderate the rate of weight loss becomes. But I think that's a realistic expectation for folks, at least in the first few months on the program.
Okay. Now, of course, you know, most people find it's not so hard to lose weight. It's keeping it off that's the problem. What kind of success do you see with that?
Well, we did a follow-up survey of a number of our clients over a six-month period, 1 year after they had left the center, and we had 80% of the people who came to the Diet and Fitness Center had maintained the weight lost while at the center, and most had continued to lose weight following the program, with a one-year outcome of 10%. The fact that people were continuing to lose after they left showed us that people really seem to be taking these strategies home and being able to apply them after they leave.
Boy, that's great. So changing subjects just a bit, can you tell us why is it so hard to lose weight?
So many reasons. Most of us probably carry some biological or genetic susceptibility to weight gain if we find ourselves in an obesity-promoting environment. And I think it's fair to say that that's the kind of environment we live in today. Food is everywhere. It's inexpensive. It's not just available. We're encouraged to consume it at every turn. There are ever fewer opportunities to be physically active, certainly fewer needs to be physically active. Genetic susceptibility and the environment, but there's so many other things that folks have speculated are important. Lack of sleep, inadequate quality of sleep is a increasingly recognized problem today, and there may be some tie-in of that to weight gain. Stress from all different kinds of sources probably does play into overeating. Sweetened beverages, high fructose corn syrup as a sweetener, portion sizes, we can go on and on.
So multifactorial, obviously, which I assume makes kind of a double-edged sword there, that there are a lot of potential treatment intervention points, but also a lot of treatment intervention points. If you've just joined us, you're listening to ReachMD, XM233, the channel for medical professionals. I'm your host, Dr. Leslie Lunt, and with me today are Drs. Martin Binks and Howard Eisenson, both from the Duke Diet and Fitness Center. Let's talk about the residential program again at Duke. How much does it cost to come? Do they need a referral? What's the process?
The four-week program, when you roll in the cost of housing, is about $10,000 for a first-time patient. Many folks come back and use us for periodic support and reinforcement, and it's a lot less expensive for returnees. It's on the order of about $1,000 a week with housing for returnees, $1,000 to $1,200 a week. But it's a big investment in time and money, obviously. People do not need to be referred. They can refer themselves. The biggest source of business for us is word of mouth from clients who've come through the program and talked it up with friends and family. And we do have many physicians who refer to us as well. But I think it's important, if somebody calls me and says, gee, I want to come down to your program, one of the early questions I ask them is, well, what else have you tried? Because I don't think that necessarily the place to start is an intensive residential multidisciplinary program. As good as it is, many people would benefit from doing some simpler, less costly things at home.
Where do people start? Where do you suggest?
Now I'm pleased to be able to recommend a book.
The book is a great way to start. And can you briefly tell us what's in the book?
One of the things that was such a challenge was to be able to take this long-standing, you know, we've been there for 40 years, the history and curriculum development of the Diet and Fitness Center and translate it into something where we didn't have one-on-one contact with people, where we were trying to translate our approach, our philosophy through a different medium. And I think the book does a wonderful job of really boiling down the core philosophies of the Diet and Fitness Center's residential program into a form that people can really start with chapter one. I mean, that's the simple answer. If we describe the philosophy in chapter one, we walk them through the various components, medical, fitness, nutrition, and the core information. And then they follow a four-week plan where we introduce meal plans and fitness plans and so forth for them, and some individual behavioral skills like stress management and support system management. And we really walk them through it step by step, and I think that that provides people with guidance that lets them really learn skills along the way while having success because of the structure.
How can the primary care physicians listening out there best help their patients lose weight? What strategies have you learned in your specialized setting that can translate into general office kind of care?
Several things. One is I would encourage primary care physicians to read up on this problem themselves. And actually, we've tried to write this book as though we're speaking to an intelligent lay person. I think many doctors could benefit from looking at a book like ours, perhaps exploring our online program, because most of us in medical school weren't really trained in this adequately.
Oh, not at all. Yeah. So I'm a little confused. Is the online program, does that come with the book? Is that separate? How does that work?
They're a good companion. They were developed in tandem with each other. So the book will stand alone. So you can get the book and you can get a full approach to our program. But with the online experience, you have the enhanced tools to be able to monitor food and exercise and things like that. You have the support groups, the message boards, things along those lines, all the content's there too. So there's sort of an interweaving of the two. it makes a nice complementary approach. There's actually a free trial in the back of the book for the website, so people can go on and see what it has to offer.
Okay, so the website is at an added cost?
Yes.
DukeDiet.com, if anybody's interested.
Okay, DukeDiet.com. If you've just joined us, you're listening to ReachMD, XM233, the channel for medical professionals. I'm your host, Dr. Leslie Lunt, and with me today are Drs. Martin Binks and Howard Eisenson, both from the Duke Diet and Fitness Center. How about motivation? You know, that seems to be such a problem for so many people. Do you have any tips on how we can best motivate our patients to even begin this process?
That's an excellent question, because so often I think some of the all-or-nothing thinking that's part of our society's beliefs around weight control, that there aren't any small wins, that you have to do these heroic things, permeates the medical profession as well. And mine and Dr. Eisenson's colleagues are always trying to educate the primary care providers about, you know, ways to set reasonable and attainable goals for people to keep them motivated. And I think that's very important. You know, if you're trying to get somebody to be more active, having them wear a pedometer so that they can see that they're adding more steps to their day and accumulate those. Real concrete types of measurable things that will the person can hang their hat on and say, oh, so I was successful. I added 1,000 more steps this week. Versus sort of the more diffuse idea of motivation having to come from within, it is good that you can really generate a sense of self-confidence and self-efficacy, and that'll keep carrying you forward. But concrete goals go a long way to helping people stay motivated.
I agree with that. And I think as physicians, we need to learn to do a better job of collaborate or negotiate with our patients. So often, I think the natural mode for us to fall into is lecturing, educating, threatening, cajoling. And it might be more productive to start out with a conversation like, have you thought about losing weight? Are you concerned about your weight? What risks do you perceive? What has been your experience before? What has worked, hasn't worked, why? And that leads naturally into a discussion about, well, I think I can help you with this. Would you be interested? Let's talk about some things we could do together and see if you're interested in giving it a try. And I think it's just a more collaborative tone.
I want to thank our guests today, Dr. Howard Eisenson and Dr. Martin Binks. We've been discussing the Duke Diet Program and how to even start the discussion of helping your patients lose weight. I am Dr. Leslie Lunt. You've been listening to the Clinician's Roundtable on ReachMD XM233, the channel for medical professionals. For comments and questions, please send your emails to xm@reachmd.com. Thank you for listening.